This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
If we get 20 inches, I will have to take out a loan to have my driveway.
Oh, my God.
I don't want the double plow today.
You're going to get triple plowed, maybe.
I'm going to wind up spending over $500.
Who does?
Why don't you buy a snowblower?
I don't think it would end well.
You just walk with it.
I'll lose a finger. I need all my fingers.
My fingers hurt.
For me not to have a finger would be terrible.
Oh,
it would
be devastating.
Damn, Alligator took my hand off.
This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
Damn alligator bit my hand off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
On 98.7.
Nice, Andy. Put us in the mood in the 6 o'clock hour. DPHRO Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. Time for a little Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. You know the way you continually tell me you feel like I'm maturing right before your eyes?
You are. It's the truth.
There's another example of that from yesterday.
Well, I mean, you care to share?
Well, yeah, I was setting the mood, the tone.
I like it.
You know, just you know, that pregnant pause, as you like to call it.
Love the pregnant pause.
So, Ben has a basketball game yesterday, and I'm there watching the game, and, you know, family members of other players go, and one of the players who was on the team, his parents were there, and then his grandparents were there. And the grandfather, he kind of makes his way over to me. He's like, big fan.
Wow.
I was like, thank you.
Nice.
He said, yeah, he said, love the show. He said, you and Rick do such a nice job. He said, yeah, I usually, like, the guy got to be in his 80s. He's like, I usually listen to the podcast. I was like, good for you.
Look at him.
Yeah, I was like, I'm impressed by this guy, right? And then he goes, I got to tell you, I thought you'd be crazier during the game. He said, I actually told my grandson, part of the reason was to come watch him play, and the other part was I went to see you just go crazy and wild during the game. He said, you're very relaxed and you're not making any noise. I said, listen, the other team is just much better first. And secondly, Ben's playing very well. He's like, I almost wish one of those things wasn't happening so that you would go crazy. I said, no, sir, I'm sorry. I don't believe I'm going to go crazy. And I didn't.
Well, and here lies the problem, though. And I used to deal with the same thing, is now there's expectations. Because, I mean, we've built you up to this point where people, when they meet you, expect to see certain things, especially at a sporting event. And when you don't deliver, it's like,
that's
what's wrong with
this
guy?
That's not me not delivering.
No,
I'm not a monkey in a zoo where it's like, dance for me. No.
I understand that, but there's expectations now. It used to happen to me in the locker room all the time. I'd come in, and I'd be fine. Nothing's wrong with me, but I would be quiet. Like, I wouldn't be joking around. I'd just be like one of those days where I'm like, I'm just being quiet.
And now you're not Rick anymore.
Yeah, what's wrong? What's wrong? You okay? Everything? Yeah, I'm fine. What do I have to put on a show every time you see me?
No. No, you don't have to put on a show.
That's how you feel, though, because now people expect certain
things.
But
I'm not going to be something I'm not. I'm not the guy that every freshman basketball game is going to go crazy. Now, I did say to him, I said, you should have been here last week when I got scolded for yelling at the officials by the school staff.
You pay money, you go see Gallagher, you want to see him smash some watermelons. You see Dave Rothenberg, you want to see him
but
go crazy.
But this is watching my child. This is not a paid situation. I should not be forced into dancing for you.
This is what people want, Dave. You're a celebrity, you know.
Stop it.
This is why celebrities don't go out. This is what happens.
But father, you want to hear what happened last week, by the way?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay. So we're playing a road game. Travel down south into Westchester.
Wow, okay.
At the game, they call a charge on Ben. It was a grotesque call. So the grandfather would have really appreciated this one. I yell, top of my lungs, that's a terrible call, but I don't leave it there. I said, you should be embarrassed with yourself. To where I get a stare from the official. And then that's it. Late second half of the game, something else. Oh. Our kid gets bowled into. Obvious charge. Official says nothing. So that official runs by me. I go, I know you just don't like to call the charge against our team, huh? And he glares at me. And then a staff member of the other school walks over. And I know he's like wearing the credential that says, like, you know, teacher at the school. He says, excuse me. So, yeah, he goes, I understand you're unhappy. He says, but you're not allowed to speak to the officials. You can express your displeasure, but you can't speak directly to the officials. And Sherry's sitting there, and she's like, oh, God. Now you're going to start fighting with this guy. I said, okay, that's fine. You're right. I'm sorry. Guy leaves. Another bad call. What do? I'm very unhappy with that call. I'm very unhappy. Very unhappy with that call. So I don't admonish the official. I'm allowed to express displeasure, and that I do.
You are a 48-year-old child, is what you are.
Oh, right. Look at what has happened. That's right. I wasn't going to tell you that.
You may have cost the team.
What?
You may have cost the team.
I didn't cost anybody anything.
No, I mean, the fact that he's looking at you, hearing what you're saying, knowing which team you're rooting for, you may have cost your son's team.
You know what would be genius?
They do it for the other team.
Yes.
Yes.
If I go in there, I'm like, oh, just the other way. Every time there's a bad call that goes against the other team, I scream at the guy. Maybe I could pick up a T for our team.
Now we're talking.
Oh, how good would that be?
Now you're contributing is what you're doing.
But you're right. I mean, I am a 48-year-old child who yesterday was very well behaved, much to the dismay of this grandfather.
We had a dad on one of our teams that was you times a million.
Oh no, I'm not that bad in comparison to what's out there.
No. At one point he was so mad, and the poor kid was such a good kid, and he was so embarrassed by the dad. He stood up on the glass and threw a trash can onto the ice.
Now he didn't get thrown out of the game?
Yeah, oh yeah, the dad got thrown out. They escorted him off.
He was in prison, yeah.
Yeah, but that was the level. Like of how crazy he was.
Yeah, sports parents are out of their minds.
It's amazing, man.
Crazy. All right, let's get back to these Knicks calls. You can complain about them, and we will not fine you or belittle you. Matt in Queens. Matt, you're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, guys. How you doing? This question is kind of more for Rick because, you know, he was a professional athlete. But to me, as an observer, and I see this across all sports, there's a big difference between when you are a Cinderella, meaning no one is expecting you to really do well, and you know, you get it going and you're doing good, as opposed to playing well when you're expected to. And that's what I think is part of the problem with the Knicks. You know, these players are in a situation they've not been in before, and frankly, they're uncomfortable. Last year with Cinderella, no one expected them to play really well. They exceeded expectations, and it was all great. Now people expect them to do something. And there's no one really on the team who is that guy who is going to, you know, go out night after night and perform up to his full potential
when everyone expects him to. It was Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose was your most consistent player until he got hurt.
Which is a problem, by the way.
Which is a huge problem. I mean, that's the reality of the situation. And not having him is a humongous loss for them.
I love when people call them like, I only want Rick's take on this.
Well, they don't understand that you are a upper echelon tennis player until you had an outburst. And
well, you know what I find to be offensive is that when people call and they say hi to me and they don't say hi to you, I make sure to bring that to the table and say, make sure you say hi to Rick. Why do you not say hi to him?
But then the call.
But when someone calls and they only want to hear from you, you eat that right up.
No, I don't eat it right up. I was going to mention that you were a great tennis player. You didn't just have to ask me the question, but I wanted him to finish his point. If I interrupt him, now he has to start over, and he's going to continue. They say, get the point out, and then we can talk about it.
Yeah, but my tennis career was not at the level of your hockey career.
Yes, but I want to give you credit. I mean, you played high-level tennis, and then you had a Royal Tenenbaums kind of meltdown on the court, and that was done. There's a humongous difference, but I mean, it's with Julius Randle, it's with the team. He's absolutely right, because there's expectations now.
They're just not good.
They're just not a good team. Dave, you see it all the time in sports. Like, when I played hockey, it's everyone wanted to see the backup. Then all of a sudden, the backup becomes the starting goalie and realizes that I have to do this every night. This isn't just once every 2 weeks.
How about we just saw with the Giants? Jake Fromm. You got to get Jake Fromm in there. The guy looked like he might have been the worst quarterback to ever take the field in the NFL.
Well, even Mike White, right? I mean, Mike White comes in, plays
great. But at least Mike White was good.
No, but I'm saying, like, it's easy to come out when there's no expectations and there's not that kind of pressure. And you go out and you play well. Now you have to sustain it. That's the difference between good and great or superstar and a star is the consistency of it.
Right. That's why what Tom Brady does, what Jordan did, what LeBron's able to do is so phenomenal.
It's amazing. I mean, that's why they're different. That's why there's some of the greatest of all time.
Let's go to not one John, but two Johns. John in Harlem. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing good, John.
Guys, how y'all doing? See that? Make sure to include Rick all the time. That's a good point, Dave.
You have to include him because he's right. Firstly, his name comes first on the show. Without Rick, there is no show,
yeah.
and he's one of my best friends. So you're darn right. I'm going to make sure he gets mentioned.
That's right. All right. So of course, I don't like to beat a dead horse. I just want to just do a little revision. I like what you said, Dave, this morning. Both of y'all, Dave, you finally, you ain't go real long on it. You said you think Tibbs is the wrong coach. Didn't realize that. The last time I was on the show, I discussed that. He really ain't. And the sad part is go to Jeff Van Gundy, his mentor. The insanity of it all is do what? Continue to do the same thing. Continue to expect different results. He's known for defense. Where is his defense at? Like, he got three short guards. Remember Jordan used to eat our guards up? Short guards, can't play no D, and he's relying on them. Even if Derrick Rose come out, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's time for change. That's one point.
Yeah, but John, what do you think about that? John, what do you want him to change? I mean, you tell me. What would you do? Like, what are his options?
What would I do? I would accept the reality that what he is doing, he is coaching to preserve his legacy. And he's really doing a disservice to our organization because if you're not building these young players, and you got to accept what it is.
So is that the answer, John? You're going to start to play the young guys? Like you're going to give Grimes and McBride?
Well, Grimes is already in the rotation.
You got to do it. Why are we going to keep playing? They're not going to win nothing if they make it to the playoffs.
They're not going
to. Right? So let's work to the future. If they even make it, let's work to the future.
Yeah, but that wasn't the goal of the season. And, I mean, you signed Fournier. Kemba will be gone. I mean, Julius Randle just signed a big extension. So, I mean, so you were trying to build on all the progress you made last season, and now we're just ready to throw it all out?
I don't know how you recoup this season.
He doesn't have the horses. Say what you want about Tibbs. He does not have the horses.
Nope.
When you watch them play against a team like Miami, it's clear as day. I mean,
they can't compete with Miami.
No, and it's not even close. And that's the thing, though, now. They catch teams. They caught teams sleeping on them last season.
That's right.
No one
and now this year, it's remember, this team was 41-31 last season. They have an all NBA player in Julius Randle. So motivate and go beat them. And you've seen that more often than not this year.
Yeah.
And they've gotten hammered a lot. And tomorrow night, by the way, 10 o'clock tomorrow night.
I know.
That is terrible.
At least it's a Friday.
That's a fair point, but still.
Make sure you go grocery shopping, please. Get all loaded up.
Because we could get 3 to 30 inches on Saturday.
to be a weatherman, to be a meteorologist.
I mean, you just throw anything out there. We could get snow. We could not. Find out on Saturday.
Could you imagine that, though? Before the NFL season, we come on and we're doing our predictions. So, yeah. Dave, what do you think about the Giants?
The Giants could win anywhere from 2 to 11 games. Right? How do you feel about the Chiefs? The Chiefs could go anywhere from undefeated to 9-8, but somewhere within that range I feel pretty good about. And stock up on bread. Yeah.
What do you think about the AFC Championship game?
Let me give you teams that could be there. Anyone in the East or the West, the North as well, the South excluding Jacksonville. Any one of those teams.
There's probably you think 13 or 14
yeah,
teams?
I would say anywhere from 3 to 13 teams have a real chance at the AFC Championship. A real legitimate chance.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Giants fans, this is the time for you to chime in. 1-800-919-3776. So your first thought of Joe Schoen yesterday when listening to what he had to say, hearing the sound, was what, Rick?
I like him.
Yeah.
But we promised ourselves we're not going to get swayed by the press.
You didn't make that promise. I made that promise.
Yeah, but when you make a promise, I'm with you.
We're hand in hand?
We're ride or die. That's what best friends do.
Okay.
We're in this together.
I think that's probably the right thing. I mean, how excited are you going to get? Now, he sounded good. He spoke well. He said some things that impressed you. He didn't say analytics are for dummies.
Well, he didn't sound condescending.
No, he didn't say like I'm better than you, you fool. So that's a win.
It's a bonus.
Yeah.
See, I was, and he said some really good stuff. And we'll see. Like, who knows? Like, we have no idea. All we know is where he came from, what team, what him and Bean built in Buffalo, and hopefully that translates to the Giants. I mean, we'll have a better idea to see, you know, who he hires as the coach. Apparently Brian Daboll is now the favorite to get the Miami job too.
Right. Now, just because he's the favorite to get that job, they might want him the most, but I've heard...
That doesn't mean he takes it.
Right. I've heard that he wants the Giants.
Okay, well, it just puts more pressure on the Giants to make their minds up, to make a decision. I took more out of some of the things John Mara said yesterday than I did of what...
About what he said about Daniel Jones?
Well, between Daniel Jones, when they asked him about Deshaun Watson...
But does that surprise? I mean, you knew deep down that they were not going to make a play for Deshaun Watson.
No, not even that though. I think we both agreed on that. The head coach, you know, like it. They're still making decisions. The fact that Chris Mara is in on these meetings like that, that still makes me nervous about this whole thing.
I think that's fair.
I don't like the dynamic.
Listen, I think until proven otherwise, until you see the Giants functioning properly and the GM making the decisions and the coach in place and changes on the field and like all these things, I think it's very fair for me, for you, for anybody to have these moments of I don't trust it. It's been so long since you've seen it, it's hard to trust it.
Do you honestly think that Joe Schoen feels the same way about Daniel Jones that ownership does?
I don't know about that. But I think he probably looks at it and says he's the best option that we have for this season.
No, I look at it the other way. I look at it, that was his option. Was that before he took this job, that was going to be the option. Was that we screwed this kid up, we want you to do whatever you can to try to fix it. Just like they did with Eli and Dave Gettleman.
I agree with that.
No, I'm telling you right now, that's what happened.
He's the best option right now.
How do you know what the best option is right now? You have no idea what the best option is right now.
Well, because you're strapped for cash. What do you think you're going to go do? Bring in a real quarterback?
Yeah, but you keep saying strapped for cash. I mean, that's part of the reason why you hired this guy. I mean, you can manipulate the salary cap in the NFL. You got a quarterback that hasn't stayed healthy coming off a serious neck injury. That hasn't really played, hasn't played great when he is healthy.
I think Daniel Jones has a chance to be a pretty good quarterback.
Yeah, but no one has any idea.
No one, well, the goal for this guy is to try to fix that.
Okay, but it felt like you're going to get this job, and one of the things we want you to do is try to fix Daniel Jones for us. Not, hey, do you think Daniel Jones is good? Try to fix him. And then we can, if we'll find out this year, hopefully, just like we were supposed to find out this year about Daniel Jones, and we didn't. And then we can make a decision of whether or not we want to move on.
See, I don't think that's the end of the world.
No, I don't think so either. When we talked about who they should hire, having Joe Schoen and Brian Daboll, like if you wanted to try to fix Daniel Jones because it made sense financially and you spent the 6th overall pick on him, then that would be a good combination to try to do it because they've done it with, look what they did around Josh Allen. Like, they have a track record of doing it. Now, I don't think Daniel Jones is ever going to be Josh Allen.
And I agree with that. I don't, but I think he can be And they've done a terrible job. And what you're talking about is what John Mara said yesterday about Daniel Jones and the way they've just really given this guy no chance to succeed. Here is the owner of the Giants on Daniel Jones.
We do feel that Daniel can play. We've done everything possible to screw this kid up since he's been here. We keep changing coaches, keep changing offensive coordinators, keep changing offensive line coaches. You know, I take a lot of responsibility for that. But let's bring in the right group of coaches now and give him some continuity and try to rebuild the offensive line and then be able to make an intelligent evaluation of whether he can be the franchise quarterback or not. I have a lot of hope in Daniel. I know how badly he wants it. I know how the players feel about him. So we are certainly not giving up on him.
See, I don't think that's terrible.
And it's the truth. You don't think it's terrible because it's the truth. I mean, that's exactly what happened.
I mean, he took the blame. He said they haven't done this guy any favors. You would agree with all of that.
They haven't done him any favors. That's true. They haven't done him any favors. How do you honestly think that you're going to get a fair assessment? This kid, it's another new system. Like, this kid's going to learn another new system.
Well, this is going to be it for him. Like, if he goes out there and you say, boy, I don't know if he's the quarterback or not after this season, that's it. You can't give him another season.
The reality of what's going on in New York football is Peyton Manning and the Mannings have completely screwed up New York football.
Yeah, Peyton with the
Peyton with the Adam Gase. Yeah, let's hire him. And then, Daniel Jones reminds us of Eli. He went to... You know, David Cutcliffe was his coach who works with the Mannings. He goes to Manning's passing camp. We love Daniel Jones. At the end of it all, whoever they hire, Daniel Jones financially makes sense. You spent the sixth overall pick on him.
That's right.
Has he had a fair opportunity with everything that's gone on, the injuries?
No, he has not.
Coaches? No, he hasn't.
Now, he might stink, and you'll know that this year. And if he does, you move on. And if he doesn't, you'll stay with him. Let's go quickly to call him.
Okay, here's the other thing, though. What's going to come with that is that this can't be a rebuild now. Like, this season can't be a rebuild.
Well, it's going to be a rebuild-esque.
But how is it going to be? How are you going to? You can't start stripping parts out of this thing if you're trying to figure out whether or not you have a quarterback.
They're going to look so different next season. You're not going to recognize this team.
The offensive line better look different.
It's all going to look different. And I think there's a I believe there's a chance. Listen, there was quite a few games this year where you're like, I think maybe he's heading in the right direction. Like, he's not turning the ball over. He looks pretty good.
You're
and then as the season went on, it got worse and worse and worse.
Yeah, but you're falling for it again.
I'm not falling for anything.
You're falling for it again because I don't think you're wrong, because there were times that we see that. And then he gets hurt. It's the same story every year. It's been the same story every year.
Well, you know what? It's the best option for this coming season. And if he's
it can't
bad,
be the only option, though, but it can't be the only option.
No, you can't go into with Mike Glennon and Daniel Jones.
No.
You have to bring in, at a minimum, a legitimate backup. And
have
if you
to.
Do that, and if you do that, and it doesn't play out, then that's fine. Then you know what? You gave it a try. You have a new regime, and now you move in a different direction. But I don't see why this is a bad thing. I really don't. And you know I'm honest about it.
No, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm telling you now, it just reinforces the idea that ownership is too involved with these decisions. It's too involved. I'm telling you now, it's too involved. Chris Mara should not be in on meetings deciding who the GM is going to be. He shouldn't be.
That's not going to change.
Or that we get that. No, we'll decide who the coach is. Yeah, you know, he'll give us a recommendation and then we'll decide. No, you're giving him, he's the football guy. You're hiring him to be your GM. If he tells you, this is the coach I want, unless it's like a Deshaun Watson situation where the guy has some kind of checkered past that you're
right.
worried about. If the guy's clean, don't do what the Mets do, but if the guy's clean and this is the guy my GM wants, then okay, it's your call. Because guess what? If it doesn't work, both of you guys are getting fired. I felt that same way about the Jason Garrett hire. Yeah, why didn't it work? Because guess what? Joe Judge didn't want Jason Garrett.
It wasn't his guy. No, you're right. You're right. Again, we wait and see. We wait and see what they do with the coach. We wait and see what they do in the draft. We wait and see what they do with Daniel Jones. We wait and see. You can't determine whether the Giants have failed or succeeded at this point.
No. I mean, I'm optimistic for sure.
Yeah,
I mean,
me too.
They're handling this the right way.
Then let's wait and see.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook @DR on ESPN.
Want to hear more from Joe Shane, maybe a little more from John Mara as well. First, let's hear from our dear buddy, Cullum in the Bronx. Good morning, Cullum. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, Rick, Dave. I'm good. How are you?
We're doing fine, Cullum. Thanks for asking.
Oh, man. So I'm not going to get into the press conference. We did that with the last two coaches and all the GMs. We're not going to talk about it. So one thing you guys mentioned is like, oh, fixing Daniel Jones. It's not about fixing Daniel Jones. It's about fixing the excuses. We need to fix the offensive line, and the Giants need to get the right coaching staff to give him the best chance to win. We're not going to fix Daniel Jones. We need to find out if he can do it, and it's on him. But I have two questions to ask. Why is no one really talking about a quarterback in this draft? I mean, like, a quarterback is, and everything about the draft is a crapshoot. No one really knows who's good, who's bad, and everything like that. There's only one to three guys every year that are surefire things.
I don't know that there's any surefire things in this
draft.
This is not a quarterback draft. Now, I talked to Renan. He was on the show with me Saturday, and I mentioned a quarterback, and I said, would that surprise you? He said, no, not at all. He wouldn't be at all shocked if they took a quarterback.
Okay.
That feels
and my second question is, what do you guys think is a better option, or what do you guys think is more likely? Do you think this is a come in and by the start of training camp, it's going to start blowing it up and getting rid of players and start changing it up? Or do you think they're going to give it a year with all these contracts and all these players that they have, give it a year with the players that they currently have and see if it's a coaching issue and try to maximize the talent, and then if it fails, start to blow it up?
I have no choice.
I think they're going to blow it up.
No, they're not going to blow up. Not this year. They're not going to blow it up.
Let's determine what we mean. Like, I think there's a very good chance Bradbury's not back. I think Blake Martinez might be gone. How do we define blow it up? Kenny Galladay's going to be here.
Well, Saquon's going to be here. Kenny Galladay's going to be here.
Yeah, well, is that what you mean? Do you mean Galladay, Saquon? Like, yes, then they will not blow it up. But this will be a far different looking team this coming season than it was last year.
Yeah, but blow it up insinuates that you're going to be bad. They're going to try to win.
Plus, they're going to look much differently than they did this season.
But that's not the same. Blow it up to me sounds like, okay, we're going to be bad. You're blowing something up. It's going
to
be
I think their intent is to be better.
Yes, their intent is to be better. It has to be, especially if you're bringing Daniel Jones back. It has to be better.
And I think they will be better. You can't be worse.
No, you better not be worse.
You can't be worse. And the only thing I'll say on a positive is if somehow you are worse, is this next draft has two gem quarterbacks.
Yeah, but I mean, you're hoping to be better, and you currently have picks 5 and 7. You'd rather this be the draft with the quarterbacks, but...
See, I think at 5, they're going to take the best offensive lineman. 7, to me, is the very intriguing pick. Because if there's a team that wants to move up and take someone, do you trade back? Do you hang on to that? Do you maybe...
Well, you'll get a chance. I mean, you'll get a chance to see Joe Shane's draft philosophy.
Can't wait.
How he handles it.
What is it? The draft is what? April 28th, right?
Vegas, baby.
I can't wait for the draft. You want to hear some more from Joe Shane, by the way?
I do.
All right. The playoffs were just mentioned, and I have a cut here about the playoffs so I could actually find it. Here it is. Is there any expectation to make, don't mock me, any expectation to make the playoffs in 2022?
It's really just about progress. We need to see progress. We need to see the team getting better. We need to see competition. We need to see the offense get better. We need to see the defense get better. We want to see progress throughout the entire football operation is what we're looking for. We're not going to make any playoff statements or anything like that. We just want to see progress and see that we're building to something in the future, and we're going to build the foundation as soon as we can.
Again, I'm not going to sit here and analyze everything he says, but that seems right.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you're asking for. I mean, you want to see your team get better. And that's what everyone's asking for.
If you felt like the Giants cleared the salary cap disaster away and went out there and won 7 games but were trending in the right direction, you'd feel good about that.
Well, it depends on how you won the 7 games. I mean, if you win 7 games in spite of Daniel Jones, you don't feel great about it. Because now you've won 7 games and you still have
a quarterback. And you don't have a quarterback. That's a fair point.
See, I mean, that for me is one of the more interesting moves that they'll make this offseason outside of the draft.
What, the backup quarterback?
Is the backup quarterback.
Well, this cannot be some, two-bit backup quarterback.
No, no.
This has to be a legitimate backup quarterback.
Well, I mean, but wouldn't it make sense? I mean, this isn't a unique idea, but I mean, if Brian Daboll is your head coach, I mean, wouldn't it make sense to bring Trubisky with him?
Yeah, that's the one that makes sense, sure. You know what the funny thing? Everyone looks at Mitch Trubisky and it's like, oh, he stinks. He does not stink. Like, he led a team to the postseason, and I believe more than once, right?
But that was, again, that's another one of those situations. It's like, I think it's why Daniel Jones takes a lot of heat sometimes, because where he's drafted. When you look at where Mitch Trubisky was drafted, they traded up.
And they took him ahead of Mahomes.
Yes.
So, yeah, yes, that's a valid point.
And that's part of it. So compared to who went after him, yeah, he's not as good.
But so, in this situation, as the backup or fighting for the backup, is he
Well, but
he
that's
capable?
The other thing. But here's the other thing, though. If you bring in Mitch Trubisky, right? I mean, you have to be committed to having a real competition, because he knows the system already. So that, I mean, the chances are he's going to look, and he's had a lot of NFL experience as a starting quarterback.
Sure,
and he already
listen,
knows
he's
the system.
Fine.
Well, yeah, but now, I mean, so if again, where it leads to the issue I have with this team is if ownership feels like we're all in with Daniel Jones, we want you to fix him, and they bring in Mitch Trubisky, and Mitch Trubisky, because he's already familiar with the system,
is better.
Now what do we do?
I think you start Mitch Trubisky.
If you don't,
if it reverts back to this is what the owner wants, then this will never get fixed.
You'll know, right? Like if it ends up being Mitch Trubisky and he comes in and we're watching the preseason and clearly Trubisky looks like the better quarterback, and then start of the season, it's Daniel Jones as your starting quarterback, you'll have a pretty good idea as to why.
Yes. Yes, you have to play with the guy that looks better. And I don't know that it is going to be Trubisky, but someone like that is the one that makes sense. Let me ask you a question here, because maybe I'm just having like a senior moment. Did we not talk to JoJo and Nutley before?
No, John.
John.
Yes, John.
From the DJ, the birthday song.
we have a lot of callers with duplicating names.
Yeah, and then we have Joel.
It's Joel.
I believe it was Joel.
Because it wasn't put properly on my screen. That's why it was Joel. Superman's
Joel.
Father is Joel.
See, I don't know how you would feel, though, if you went offensive lineman at 5 and then quarterback at 7. I think you would feel better about
it. I am not freaking out about anything.
No, I know you won't, but still, I don't know. If 7 feels high, like
Maybe
we'll see what happens after the senior bowl, and how these quarterbacks look.
I have a feeling Pickett's going to emerge as the quarterback in this draft.
See, I don't know about that.
Who do you think the top quarterback taken is going to be?
It feels like we always do this, though. It's like, I mean, yeah, Kenny Pickett had a really good year, but when you start, I mean, a lot of these teams draft for ceiling, and when you watch, I mean, when
all
you
right,
watch,
so who's your pick?
I would say, like, just strictly on talent.
You want to throw a gift basket to RJ on this one?
I feel like Malik Willis may be the one that starts getting talked about.
Here's what I'll do. If you'd like, because you said you wanted to start sending gift baskets. Now, this will take 3 months. It's a long play. That's fine. We're not going anywhere. You get two, I get two. Whoever's right, the other one sends the gift basket to RJ.
Two what, quarterbacks?
Yeah.
All right, it's a deal.
RJ, I mean, you're just the big winner here.
I think you should send it to Santiago.
Get the gift basket.
Yeah, send it to Ray.
Well, he's a Cowboys fan. I figured RJ's still, his team's still alive.
Share the wealth.
All right, Ray, would you appreciate the gift basket?
Not now. I'm an afterthought.
Oh, come on.
I'm a complete afterthought to you.
No, you were not. I thought of you, and I just thought against you. I absolutely thought of you.
Doesn't seem that way.
All right, so we'll send it to Raymond. I'm gonna take the first pick. I'm gonna go with Kenny Pickett. RJ,
well,
you write
you get
this
the
down?
First pick? Why do you get the first pick?
Because you didn't want Pickett anyway.
How do you know?
Because you said Willis.
Maybe I was trying to play you a little.
You
bit.
Want the first pick?
No, you can have the first pick.
All right. What I was going to do, like a gentleman, is give you the second and third pick.
Oh, snake draft.
But maybe I don't want to do that anymore. But I still will, because I'm nice.
Don't be a jerk to me.
All right, I'm gonna. Can I have the first pick if I give you 2 and 3?
Yes.
All right, I'm gonna take Kenny Pickett.
All right, I'm gonna take with the second overall pick. I'm gonna take. I will take Malik Willis.
Uh huh.
And then with my other pick, man, I am going to go with.
I'll take my guy Betts instead.
No,
he will not be drafted.
Betts and Stenett. I'll go with Matt Corral.
Ah! All right. Who are my... What do I have? Desmond Ridder. Who else do I have to choose from?
Is it Huska?
Nope, not Huska.
I'm not going to take Huska, no. Seems like it would be a misstep. Can somebody throw the names out there for me that I have to choose?
Seems like it would be a misstep. We're eating into RJ's segment right now.
You know what? The man would just got a gift basket. He's eating the gift basket. So just give me the names quickly. Who are the other names?
Spencer Rattler.
No, he's not leaving college, is he?
I'm just throwing names out there.
What? See, you know what? So Santiago is the recipient of this gift basket, right? You know who he just told me to take? You know who he just told me to take?
No.
Take Malik Willis. Malik yes, Willis. Do it.
I just took Malik Willis.
Yeah, he just took Malik Willis.
I didn't hear that.
Here's his name. I can't do the show. No one pays attention.
You got Desmond Ridder.
Sam Howell.
No.
You got Casey, excuse me.
Carson Strong.
Father.
No, I'm gonna take Desmond Ridder.
I think it's your only choice, really.
Yeah. So I got Pickett and Ridder. You have Willis and Corral.
Yep.
Or as Santiago called them before, Coral. Yeah. Matt Coral, and he wants me to take Malik Willis. He's really on my side. All right. Before you don't have any time, RJ, Knobservations DHIF.
If you say something like this.
That's a clown question, bro.
Or like this.
My best advice to you?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Those are the ramblings of what we refer to as a knob.
Yeah, let's go testy and then knob.
And these are Knobservations.
Boy, Dave angry today.
I'm not angry. I mean, the lack of attention to detail on the show upsets me, though.
For Mr. Didn't JoJo call already?
Well, here's the thing with Dave, though. He comes up with this little game he wants to play where he's all confident in the quarterbacks that he's going to draft. Instead of going one, he decides he wants to go two, and then I take his guy, and he has no clue who else is available.
Well, I just wanted to have the full buffet of the available quarterbacks. I didn't know Santiago would start feeding me guys that have been taken. Take Malik Willis. That's what he's saying right here.
He's doing what Malik you did with Willis. The gift basket. He's giving you expired picks is what he's doing.
Yeah, once I was at the bottom of the list, I checked out.
No, you're going to get a gorgeous gift basket from Rick. Go ahead. All right. I don't want to take any of your time.
An observation's brought to you by Jack Pocket. So, Antonio Brown's had a big week. Did you catch him on Twitter after the Bucks lost to the Rams?
I didn't see that, but I did see him on Real Sports.
Oh, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Well, on Twitter, there's a meme going around of him kind of dancing through the end zone of the Jets as he was leaving the stadium the last time we saw him on a football field. And there was superimposed in Photoshop was a sign in his hands saying Bucks eliminated. And he was the one that tweeted it. So, AB was on the I Am Athlete show. And if you thought he doesn't want to keep playing football, maybe he's played for too many teams. Oh, you'd be wrong.
Who's next in line for you? You play with the GOAT. You
Lamar
won a Super
Jackson.
Bowl with the GOAT. That's who you want to play for?
Action Jackson. Let's give Lamar Jackson his flowers.
AB wants to be a Raven. Wants to keep going.
I mean, he tweeted a picture of himself or Instagrammed a picture of himself in a Ravens jersey.
Yeah, he's as good as on the Ravens.
It's just what Lamar Jackson needs.
Oh, yeah. Antonio Could you imagine that? He doesn't get the ball the way he wants it, and he has a meltdown.
So AB, as Dave alluded to, was on HBO's Real Sports with Brent Gumbel. And AB wants to sue the Bucks, intends to.
With his attorney sitting right next to him, by the way.
Yep, and for cause for releasing Brown after he was too injured to play against the Jets. And when asked what he's seeking from the Bucks, Brown said, a whole lot of money. A whole lot. So, there's that. Good luck
why would you
want to
deal
Brown.
With that headache at this point?
I can't imagine he's worth it. I mean, you can't make it work with Brady and the Bucks after winning a Super Bowl, is there another team that really it's worth it for them?
While you have an active lawsuit, perhaps, against another NFL team.
Right. That typically is frowned upon.
And all these owners are buddies, so I can't believe... I can't imagine that's going to help his cause, but you never know. Good luck with
I do feel confidently the Giants will not bring him in, though, which is good.
Good luck with a whole lot of money. So, Ja'Marr Chase, maybe you've heard of him. He's pretty good at football.
Very good.
He was asked on his weekly tour with the media where he gets some of his motivation from and if he could share a story about a time where he was doubted.
Les Miles told me I couldn't play receiver.
when I was coming out of high school. So, you know, that was something I had on my shoulders growing up. Les Miles told me he thought I could play cornerback. I wasn't really in full position at receiver yet. So, you know, I just kept working in my craft off season, waking up early in the mornings to work out. I just kept focused.
That doesn't age well.
Yeah, that wasn't a great scouting report by Les Miles.
I mean, Les Miles didn't think this guy could play wide receiver in college?
That didn't work out.
I mean, he obviously didn't think he had great hands. If
the guy is dominating in the NFL.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is... It's not a great...
That's a terrible take.
Not a great take by Les Miles.
Where's Les Miles now, by the way?
Plowing driveways.
Maybe Jamar Chase doesn't turn into Jamar Chase if he wasn't motivated by Les Miles.
Maybe it was the genius that is Les Miles.
Well, he didn't get to reap those benefits, unfortunately. So, Dave, yesterday, do you remember you got upset because I was talking to Rick off?
I don't like as you start your story, now you're laughing. But
well, do you remember you got upset because we were talking about something, and then I offered to tell you what it was, and you got upset and said you didn't want to know. But I know
you.
Yeah,
because you were withholding information, and it felt like it was all three of you against me, as it typically is, and I don't want to know. That's right.
So we were joking about how stories have a way of coming up, and maybe they'll be teased, or they'll be teased like the DMs that we'll hear from. And
my exhibit A there.
Sometimes we don't get to them. But you have a way of bringing stories up very close to when I'm going to do them. That's what I was joking with Rick about. You'll bring them, but you will tease it on Monday and then bring it up at 6:30 on Thursday right before this.
More shots.
But someone else that's taking shots. If you believe reports out there, the reason Brian Flores was out in Miami was because of disagreement about Tua. So one Dolphins player, and this is how this came about because this was teased at some point, and one Dolphins player really is not too fond of Tua. He told the South Florida Sun Sentinel, he can't make every throw. He's only going to take us so far. I'm wasting my career here if that's what we're doing. End quote.
Now, when did I bring that up?
I brought it up.
Rick brought it up.
So you take shots at me and it wasn't even me.
That was a story that was brought up that we didn't do.
Yeah, I thought it was topical. You just brushed it under the rug. I thought it was a good story, and you kind of like just brushed it off.
I don't think it was any brushing. I think we were doing other things. So knowing you probably brought it up as we had like 9 seconds before the end of the show. why don't you ask Keyshawn and J. Will that today, like 7:59:30?
That's oddly specific,
right? At 7:59:30, bring up a new topic, and then you know who's going to get blamed for it? Me. If you could avoid bringing up new topics when they have to go back to their show, we would appreciate that. Well, Dave's got to be better.
Curtain's just all the way up.
All the way up.
All the way up.
Yeah, you can see right in there.
I'm sure we'll all get calls. All right. So, so Matthew Stafford's wife, Dave, you did bring up about how the Rams are like geo-targeting who can and cannot buy tickets to the NFC Championship game. So, Matthew Stafford's wife took to Instagram and said, just went on Ticketmaster, saw how expensive tickets are getting. I'm going to buy a good amount of them and give them away. So, if you're a hardcore Rams fan, she listed an email, tell me your story and attach some photos. We'll try to get back and pick winners by tomorrow night. So, this is just tremendous trolling. How I mentioned to you, Joe Staley and Frank Gore were offering cash and they had already procured and were redistributing tickets. He shared her story on Instagram and commented on top of it, me and Frankie already bought them all, crying laughing face.
I like that.
Which I can respect.
Well done by those guys. You're going to the game?
Yeah, I'll see you there.
I won't be there.
No, I won't be there either.
We should send you out there.
If we got you tickets and a flight, would you go?
Of course, but I would feel guilty going back to that well.
As you should.
You played a part in me going to a Super Bowl as well as Chris.
If they go back, I'm going to play another part in getting you tickets for this one, too.
I don't think you can do that.
How dare you?
No, I'm not saying I don't think you can. I don't think you can go to that well twice in 3 years.
I can go to the well.
Multiple wells.
Go right
wells.
Back to the well.
Multiple wells.
All right, Raymond.
A man's naked behavior outside of his South Florida home, all caught on camera.
Caught on camera in Florida.
Did it happen in Florida?
That was a man in swim trunks who appeared to fall out of the sky.
Man was arrested for riding his bicycle on the front lawn of a Naples home and telling a woman inside he was an FBI agent.
What's the deal, man? Why are you naked?
Oh, it's funny that officer asks that question. So,
Malik Willis.
Not to my knowledge.
Oh, okay.
So, while you're driving, very, very few things would scare you more than seeing an oncoming vehicle coming at you on an expressway. That was the case on this expressway, and the vehicle swerving in and out of oncoming traffic finally was tracked down. So you would think there's really not many things once he gets boxed in, this driver. You give yourself up. I guess you could flee the vehicle. If you had fleeing the vehicle naked on your bingo card, well, you can mark off a letter. Because a man did emerge from the vehicle, sprinted naked into the woods, fell down, and was corralled by police.
Well, at least they got him.
They did get him.
And I imagine no one was hurt in the story, otherwise you wouldn't be...
That is correct. That is correct. So I ask you, was this nude man corralled? Not Matt Corral, but corralled.
No, that would be Coral. Was this man corralled?
Was this man corralled in Florida?
I don't know about this one.
It's a tough one.
Well, they said he had to get naked, so I mean, if it was Florida, he'd already be naked.
Wait. He was not naked and became naked?
Became naked, yeah.
And then they tried to corral him off the highway there? Yeah. Oh. All right, then. I'm going to go not Florida.
Yeah, I agree with Dave. I'm going to go not Florida.
Andre.
Oh, no. I'm too dumb to participate.
Oh, my God. You see what you've done to him?
What did I do? The guy said Coral. He told me it's Matt Coral. You took Malik Willis. He said, take Malik Willis.
I hope you're happy. I hope you're happy with what you've just done.
You know what? I felt badly the other day, and now he's earning that reputation.
Congratulations. You made Santiago quit is what you did.
He's the king of the Florida game. Now he won't even play.
Come on. Would you stop it, Raymond?
Malik Willis.
this is troubling.
You are a giant baby.
Long term, this is troubling about what we have going on here. So I guess I give the answer here.
Wait, so you're really not going to play?
Nah, I'll say not Florida.
All right. That's correct.
This is Cedar Rapids,
Iowa is the answer. That I don't even think that matters anymore. This is getting worse.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Do you ever see that movie Cedar Rapids?
Good old Iowa.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.